Hello and welcome to this January 2015 edition of Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, an insider's look at topics touching the lives of folks here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. My name is Matt Dudley, and I'm coming to you on the airwaves of 92.1 WOMR Provincetown and 91.3 WFMR Orleans. You can also listen to us live online at WOMR.org. On this month's show, we're going to run the gamut of energy-related topics, from discussing energy-efficient heating and cooling equipment, to a new segment of Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, where we're going to highlight and share with you some of the unique and exciting talents of some of the people that are working for you through the Cape Light Compact's energy efficiency programs, in addition to their leading edge work in the energy efficiency field. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about essentially bring you a public service announcement about electricity prices and offers that you may receive in the mail. So if you've read or watched the news in the past few months, you're probably aware of widespread increases in the electricity rates throughout New England. You may also know that as a municipal aggregator of electricity, the Cape Light Compact acts as a default power supplier for both residences and businesses here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. The Restructuring Act of the Massachusetts electricity market in 1997, which allowed the Cape Light Compact to be formed as a municipal aggregator, made it possible for consumers to choose who they purchase electricity from. Now, obviously, you can't control who owns the lines and poles outside of your home or business, but you do have a choice who you purchase the actual, let's call it, juice from. With the choice of your electricity supplier, it's quite possible that you're going to receive some offers in the mail or over the telephone or in your email from other competitive suppliers in the state of Massachusetts wanting your business. Now, while the Cape Light Compact may be biased in reviewing these offers, we want to make sure that consumers, if they're going to make a decision to switch from the Cape Light Compact, make an informed decision, and that they don't get taken advantage of. Here's the Compact's power supply planner, Stefan Wallenberg.
So, as everybody knows, you've either seen it in your bills or you've read about it, electricity prices have gone up a lot. And so what we thought we would do is take a little time to talk about why that's happening, and then also talk a little bit about offers that you might be getting from competitive suppliers, and give you some advice for how to think about them, things that you should look for, that sort of thing. So to start with really quickly, why are electricity prices going up? It's being driven by the generation part of your bill, which is the part of your bill that actually goes towards producing electricity. And the reason that the prices have been going up are because natural gas prices have been going up. In New England, we get more than half of our electricity from natural gas, and that's been increasing over time. And we've also been increasing the amount of natural gas that we use for heating. So we've been dramatically increasing the amount of natural gas that we're using in New England, but we haven't been making a lot of investments in the pipeline that we use to get it from other parts of the country up into New England. So while prices for natural gas in other parts of the country are still really low, in New England, during the winter, when we're using gas both for heating and electricity production, there are periods of time during the winter when we're basically burning the gas almost as quickly as we can get it up into the region. And that causes natural gas prices in New England to skyrocket, which in turn causes electricity prices to go way, way up. So it's really that a wintertime problem that we have with natural gas, where we almost can't get it into the region as quickly as we're using it. And so that's really what's behind these huge price increases that we've been seeing. But it's important to keep in mind that it's something that's really being driven by the wintertime months. So January, February, and March prices can be 3 or 4 times higher than prices that you might see in, say, April or September. A lot of people have also been asking, well, you know, we've been seeing how oil prices have been going way down. Why is it that oil prices are going down, but electricity prices are going up? And the reason for that is simply because we don't really use that much oil to produce electricity in New England. So for reference, in 2013, we got less than 1% of our electricity from oil. We have the ability to get a little bit more than that, but even with the lower oil prices that we've been seeing, natural gas is still generally less expensive than oil. So those lower prices for oil are not really going to have much of an impact on electricity prices, unfortunately. So that is why prices are going up. So now we just want to talk a little bit about the offers that you might be getting in the mail or phone calls that you're getting from other suppliers that say they can save you a lot of money. So it's important to know that the Compact is an option, but you always, of course, have the right to choose from these other suppliers. There are just certain things that we think it's worth thinking about before you make any switches. One of the things to keep in mind is thinking about how they're presenting the price to you. We see two big things that suppliers tend to do. One is that they may offer a teaser rate. So they may offer you a price that seems really, really low, but only fix that price at that low price for 3 or 4 or maybe even 6 months. But at the end of that initial period, the price usually goes to a monthly variable price. And usually that's happening just when we're getting to the winter months, so prices can skyrocket. This is something that people, you know, it looks really good right at the beginning, but they can end up getting burned at the end because any savings they might have had over those first couple of months can evaporate just as soon as they get to when the price turns into a variable rate. So that's one thing to look out for. Another thing is kind of the opposite. Some companies offer a price that's fixed for 12 months or more. And they, so for instance, they could be offering it right now, and their price might look really attractive during the first half of the year. But in the second half of the year, their price might look actually more expensive than what the compact or other suppliers might be able to offer. And that's just because of the problem that we were talking about at the beginning. This is an issue of wintertime prices being really, really high. So the compact sets its price for December through June, which includes all of those most expensive months. But when we get to July, we'll be looking at the second half of the year, which doesn't have those extremely expensive months. So we'll be able to lower our price. So those longer term options might look really attractive during the first half of the year, but you might end up paying more than you would have otherwise during the second half of the year if you sign up for those longer term contracts. So that's something to keep in mind. There are also just a bunch of questions that you should ask about the contract that you might get from another supplier. Things like, what's the length of the contract going to be? We talked about some of the things that you want to look for there. Are there termination fees? A lot of suppliers will charge someone $50 or something like that if they choose to leave before the end of the contract. Are there monthly service fees? Some suppliers have a really low kilowatt hour rate. That's the rate that they charge you for energy, but they actually charge have a charge just to be their customer. So every month you just have to pay a fee in addition to the charge for your energy consumption. So that's something to look out for. Are there provisions for fixed price contracts that allow them to change the price if there are changes in law or regulation? A lot of contracts basically have this broad language where they say that the contract, that the price is fixed for the entire contract, but they have lots of loopholes that allow them to get out if there are any small changes to laws or regulations, the kinds of changes that happen a lot anyway. There are also other things to look for. Some even say that if your usage changes from your historic usage, or if you install solar on your roof, that they can change your rate or cancel your contract. So these are all things to look out for. Most importantly, we always tell people, never give out your electric account number over the phone. Once you give out your electric account number to a supplier, they can sign you up. Generally, you don't want to commit to a contract over the phone because you haven't had a chance to look at the contract yet. So we tell people not to sign up over the phone because they've not yet had a chance to look at that contract. And then again, just following on that same note, before you sign up for something, you should always read the fine print. Really, a lot of the important details get buried in there, but they might have a big impact on how much you actually save or end up not saving. So these are all things that it's important for people to keep a lookout for. More generally, you know, we definitely encourage people to explore their options, but just want to make sure that everyone is doing their homework because there are definitely opportunities, but also pitfalls. Because this is also complicated, if you ever have any questions, you can always call the Compact. You can reach us at 508-375-6644. Thanks.
You are listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy at 92.1 WOMR Provincetown, or 91.3 WFMR Orleans, and live online at WOMR.org. Next, we move to discuss an energy-efficient technology that may be a pretty good option for some people here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyards in their homes. They're called mini-split heat pumps. And now we go to the audio of some informational videos that were produced by the Cool Smart program, which is sponsored by the Cape Light Compact, as well as other energy efficiency program administrators here in the state of Massachusetts.
So what's a ductless mini-split heat pump? Well, they're more commonly referred to as mini-splits, and as their name indicates, they have no ducts, and consist of only two parts, an outdoor condenser and an indoor air handler. And because of this, they're easy to install, generally requiring only a 3-inch hole through the wall to attach the indoor air handler to the outdoor condenser. So they're a good way to add efficient heating or cooling capacity to an existing home. So what makes them so efficient? Unlike your typical heating system, it doesn't burn fuel to generate heat. Instead, it uses electricity to pull heat from the air. At a basic level, to heat a home, it pulls heat from the outside air and moves it inside. To cool a home, it pulls heat from the interior air and moves it outside. Because it's only using power to move the heat instead of creating it, less energy is needed. There's three ways to get the most out of a mini split. You could save money by using it to supplement your existing heating system, using it during moderate winter temperatures, and relying on your existing heating system during extremely cold weather. Or you want to heat or cool an individual room. For example, a new addition to your home might be perfect for a mini split, because installation may be less expensive than adding to your existing system. Or you want to save money by using it to heat or cool your whole house. This is especially valuable if your existing system is electric. Now keep in mind, you'll still want to keep your existing heating system, setting its thermostat significantly low to avoid any unnecessary use, and using as a backup if needed. Now if you have an existing duct system, it may be less expensive to install a ducted heat pump rather than a mini split, especially if your ducts can be sealed and insulated, resulting in increased comfort and control. As with mini splits, you'll still keep your original heating system as a backup for extremely cold temperatures. Regardless of approach, your HVAC professional can work with you to determine how best to meet your comfort and savings objectives.
More information and a link to the videos that accompany this audio can be found at www.masssave.com/coolsmart. Now, for a few years, the Cape Light Compact and the CoolSmart program have been offering rebates up to $500 for mini-split heat pumps, as well as central air conditioning and other heat pumps. And a few years ago, also, we started to incorporate mini-split heat pumps in their installation into the 0% Mass Save Heat Loan program, where you sign up for an energy audit, we can come out and qualify you to have some of this energy-efficient equipment installed, where you can finance it through a local lender at 0%. You can find more information about the heat loan at masssave.com. Anyway, in addition to the CoolSmart and MassSave heat loan incentives to installing mini splits, the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center has also launched a program in the last few months, I believe it was in November, where in addition to the rebate of up to $500 from CoolSmart, you could qualify for an additional $750 rebate through the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Now, total combined of $1,250 in rebates is a pretty substantial portion of the cost of these mini splits, whose costs can range costs installed can range anywhere between $2,500 and $5,000. So call the Cape Light Compact if you have questions about mini splits. Our number to our energy efficiency line is 1-800-797-6699, and we will be glad to provide you with more information. Now, for any of you avid Focus on Energy listeners, you may recall our May 2014 segment on smart homes, where we were joined by Gene Wong and David Moss of People Power, who deliver the Cape Light Compact's Smart Home Energy Meter program. For those of you who may have missed an episode or two, here's a clip from the show.
So People Power is an award-winning software company out of Silicon Valley, and we do a number of things. What we focus on is the ability to control your home from anywhere in the world using your smartphones, your tablets, your computers, and so on. And we have come up with a couple of very unique pieces of technology that can actually save consumers energy and money on their electric bills.
Now, while I don't want to get into the specifics about the energy monitoring program, you can find more information about it specifically at the Cape Light Compact's website at www.capelightcompact.org/smart. And you can also listen to the full show from back in May at www.womr.org and look for the Focus on Energy archives. So, little did I know at the time of that recording that several of the employees at People Power are part of a band. It's called the People Power Band. And now, in a new segment in Focus on Energy, I'm going to play a little bit of music for you from the People Power Band. So, without further ado, here is Brave, written by Sarah Bareilles and Jack Antonoff, performed by the People Power Band.
You could be amazing, you could turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You could be the outcast, be the backlash, somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do. They settle near your skin, kept on the inside. No sunlight, sometimes the shadow ends. I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Disappearing, bow down to the mighty. Don't run, stop holding your tongue. Maybe there's a way out of the cage where you live. Maybe one of these days you can let the light in. Show me how big your brave is. Say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly,
and here's another, written and made famous by Avicii. It's called Wake Me Up.
Feel my way through the darkness, guided by your beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where it starts. Tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. That's fine by me. Thank you. ever get the chance to travel the world, I don't have many plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize.
Lastly, here's one from the People Power Band entitled Happy Birthday, Mother Earth.
Going green is the best way to say that we love the feeling of this special day. Pull your plugs, get warm with hugs on this Earth Day. 40 years, through lots of tears, we paved the way. So now, of course, we feel the force of this birthday. Every night, turn out the lights when you're away. Happy birthday, Mother Earth! We give our thanks for giving birth to me and our planet of humanity. See, pull your plugs, get warm with hugs on this Earth Day. Find a way to be cool. Ooh, pull your plugs, get warm with hugs on this Earth Day. Earth Day, it's true. save on April 22. Ooh, pull your plugs, save CO2 on this Earth Day. Going green is the best way to save. So give a shove to those you love, make them behave. Saving green, everybody catch the wave. Going fast, too bad I forgot to share. Share a name, everybody catch the big green wave.
That was Happy Birthday Mother Earth from the People Power Band. And again, People Power is the software company that helps the Cape Light Compact deliver our energy monitoring program to you. You can find more information about People Power at www.peoplepowerco.com, where you can find information not only about the software and tools that they create, but then a little bit more about the People Power Band as well. And you can also find out how People Power is helping the Cape Light Compact help you save energy here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard by visiting www.capelightcompact.org/smart. This is Matt Dudley, and you've been listening to the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Join us next month, same time, same place, 92.1 WOMR Provincetown, 91.3 WFMR Orleans, and live online at WOMR.org. If you have any suggestions for the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, or if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please give me a call at 1-800-797-6699 to make your suggestion, or send it via email to our email at focus@capelightcompact.org. Now, to take us out, we'll listen to another song by the People Power Band written by Leonard Cohen called Hallelujah.
Like this, the fool.